nightly news podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello and good evening, or good morning, wherever you are in the world today. It is Tuesday, May 12th, 2015. This is the Nightly News Podcast. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
What up, dude? So, folks, we kind of got some breaking news going on right now. I'm going to go ahead and switch it over. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can watch what I'm watching. We've got some breaking news that's going down in Philadelphia right now. There's been a train derailment. I'm going to pull up the story here. This is all pretty new right now. Rags wasn't even aware of it, so he's just now getting caught up to what's going on. Oh, hold on. Getting my audio from somewhere. There we go. Anyway, an amateur train has derailed in Philadelphia, and 8 to 10 train cars have rolled over, according to some tweets. We're getting our information from tweets now and other reports. At least 50 people were hurt so far in the incident. It's early on, so I'm sure that number, unfortunately, probably is going to increase. We have no numbers on deaths at this point. We're waiting for a press conference from the mayor. The train appeared to go off the tracks. This was come from an Associated Press employee. Said he was fortunate enough to be at the back of the train. Wow, this guy was in the train. And that the front of it looks pretty bad. Former U.S. Representative Patrick Murphy tweeted that he was on the train also, that he was okay, but others were hurt. Quote, he is helping others and pray for those who are injured, was his tweet. This happened shortly after 9:20, I guess, almost 9:30. And shortly after 10 p.m., Amtrak issued a statement saying it was aware of the derailment involving Northwest Regional Train 188 and that it would provide updates as soon as they were available. About 240 people were on the train heading from Washington to New York. According to various reports, one person, a woman, was being transported to Temple University Hospital, and 3 other people were being taken to Jefferson University Hospital, according to 6ABC. I just want to make sure, kill that audio feed there, so people aren't getting 2 feeds. A man identified himself as a passenger on a train, and he also tweeted a picture, which is pretty, the train's upside down, it looks like, or maybe on its side. There's a firefighter inside of it. We're still waiting for the press conference from the mayor, and there's reports, Rags, that it may have collided with another CSX train, so.
Yeah, it's hard telling. I'm looking at CNN right now. I can see the other CSX train, but it doesn't look like it's been moved. It's hard to tell because it's dark and where the lights are. No, there's a picture of a badly beat up man being escorted off to an ambulance.
Yeah, I'm a little delayed on. Of course, I'm looking at an internet stream, so I'm always delayed. I'm looking at some firefighters right now and carrying a gurney. So, you know, you're gonna wonder. You know, of course, this is probably just a derailment. Nothing other than that. But you know, they were already talking about is this a terrorist incident?
No. You know, there's Amtrak trains derail pretty much. You'll have at least 2 to 3 a month. Doesn't mean that when they derail that they actually flip or that they roll.
Right.
Or that there's any harm to passengers. So, I mean, but if you look at the record for an Amtrak, they probably minimum once a month somewhere in the country.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new.
I'm just now seeing the guy that's looks pretty bad shape being being carried
away. The guy being helped off there, being carried, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's hard. I mean, it's hard to tell from here. I can't, I mean, because obviously the pictures, I just barely every time once in a while the chopper or light hits the trains or shows it. I mean, I could see the other train, which is from the pictures would be south of your TV screen. People as they're looking at it. But like I said, it's so hard to tell
right now. And there's also a report that they were coming around a corner. when the train derailed. So I don't know.
And that's, well, I mean, that's just, that's how trains derail. Generally, they're on corners. There's something wrong with the rail.
They're relatively.
Generally, that's why it's called a derailment, because the cars
left
the rail for whatever reason.
Now they'll have to determine what the reason was, I guess. That will be. I'm looking at some of these pictures on USAtoday.com, and there's some pretty. Some of these trains look just completely smashed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I can't. From the nightfall here, it's so hard. I mean, right now they're showing pictures of them.
Yeah, these pictures on CNN just aren't doing justice. I'm looking at some on this USA Today, and I guess maybe some of these from them were just before sundown.
There's a better picture. Okay, so I mean, I just saw a picture there. Those two trains look like they're upright. It just flashed a huge, nice. Oh, there they go. Nice. There we go. They're covering the whole area there with a big, huge light. So. It looks like, you know, to be honest with you, it's probably be pretty minimal. I think it looks like one car, maybe two most on its side. So, you know, give that maybe 50, maybe 100 people most. But I'm thinking more like 50 involved within those two cars. Now, that's not saying I can't tell, see where the engine is.
Yeah, those two cars that are upright are some of the better-looking cars that I've seen. So I've seen some that are just laying on their side. Looked like one was pretty crumbled up.
But I don't see, I mean, and like I said, I'm not seeing any of the firefighters or paramedics rushing down there. I think they've already, usually in this scenario, they usually have gotten most of the
out
of the way.
Yeah, most, I mean, it happened at 9:20, so we're almost at 2 hours after the incident happened, so definitely most of your most injured or have been accounted for, I'd say, at this point.
Now, that is a picture of something tore up, but I can't tell what it is. It does not look good. It looks like it's part of the engine, but I cannot tell. You'll see it's a true delay, but I just can't tell. They're showing pictures of it. You'll see it here shortly. I just do not know what that is. Because that was the first thing I was looking for was the engine, and I didn't see the engine out of all the pictures so far.
Well, see, one report is coming out that it collided with it hit another train. So,
well, do you see the other train? Do you see the train
yet.
Next to it?
I've got the train
in these pictures
right now.
But he's totally south on another rail. So I mean,
it's zooming in now.
Yeah, a little hard to tell, but. Wow, I mean, sometimes, so, you know, when you're going around a corner like that, and those Amtraks go fast.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, Amtraks,
I don't know what that is, Rags. Whatever it is, it's mangled.
Do you see that, what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I was talking about Maggie.
But
yeah,
but it's to the left of the train.
I just don't know what that is. It's just, whatever it is, it's mangled.
It is, and there's pylons there, too, like maybe it hit something.
Yeah, but then as it pans out, do you see how the train is south of it there? The other train looks like it's intact.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know if, you know, Amtrak was going around that corner. And as trains go around corners, corners are elevated on rails, okay? Which means one side will drop is lower than the other depending on the elevation. So that way, but sometimes if you've got too much weight, you're going to see what the car is going to tilt. And I don't know if the car tilted enough to where it may have possibly collided with that other train. But right now, that other train is on a totally separate track. From what I can see, I don't know what I'm saying. I see a lot of, now you're going to see a whole bunch of flashlights down there searching for stuff on the next video clip. So, and I don't know if that's previous video or what, but.
All right, well, let's move on to another story. What do you got in the lineup? We're definitely update this story here at the bottom of the hour. We're waiting for the press conference. So as soon as we get the press conference and we get some updates, we'll talk about that. But so, Rags, what do you got? Hello?
Sorry there.
Yeah.
I was unmuted. Yeah, poor Nepal. They got no break, you know. Unfortunately, some more have passed, died here at that 7.3 to hit the region.
Oh, yeah. I seen that, man.
And this is from a Descrier of the UK. Second earthquake measuring over 7 on the Richter scale has struck Nepal, killing dozens of people just 2 weeks after 8,000 people died in another devastating quake. At least 36 people have been confirmed dead and more than 1,000 people injured in the quake, the epicenter of which was near the town of Namichi Bazar near the Chinese border in eastern Nepal. The quake sent thousands of people running into the streets in the capital of Kathmandu in fear that they may be caught under collapsing buildings. The quake struck at about 12:35 local time, which would be 6:50 Greenwich Mountain or Greenwich Medium Time, and at a magnitude of 7.3 compared to the 7.8 of the 25th of April quake in western Nepal. National search and rescue teams have been deployed to the affected areas, and the government of Nepal said it has dispatched military helicopters to assess the damage and possibly provide emergency health assistance. So, you know, I mean, nothing like getting pounded by two earthquakes, pretty decent-sized earthquakes.
And they've had dozens of aftershocks.
Oh, and they have had dozens. I mean, they have had a lot of aftershocks. I mean, I don't think that place has stopped rocking since the first one.
And, you know, they don't have a very good infrastructure.
Well, you know, no. I mean, Nepal is really, you know, an old culture, an old society. You know, obviously from where it lies between India, Pakistan, and China. But what it
America, I would have to say, has been pretty lucky when it comes to these earthquakes, haven't we?
Well, and you know, you keep wondering when
our
you know, and of course,
coming.
You keep wondering when the Pacific Coast is going to get wrecked. You know, I mean, that's Chile's been hit.
I mean, you admit, right? I mean, we've been pretty lucky here in the last 20, 30 years. We really haven't seen anything big.
Not since the about 25 years ago.
89 or what was that? What year was that?
25 years ago was the San Francisco one, the World Series one.
What year was that? Do you remember?
That was in 1989.
Was it 89? Okay.
Somewhere around there.
I don't remember it. Like, you know, I was like
89, 90. Of course, then there was the you know, the one there in over there in California, Los Angeles area, but I forget what you call that area.
But nothing
which
as
wasn't
far as
that
caused
big.
Damage is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
the San Francisco the World Series earthquake that one
that did
back,
some damage.
That one did some damage. It did some pretty serious damage. Yeah, to the whole.
But,
San
you know,
Francisco.
They got that new movie coming out, San Andreas. Have you seen it?
Yep, I've seen the previews. Yep, I have.
So I'm sure CT World will be saying, "There you are, folks. It's coming."
Well,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
it's
oh,
a
wow.
given.
Did
I mean,
just,
you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, I've got CNN on the background, and they just showed a clip of a train just completely nothing. There's nothing left of it, Rex. But anyway, I'm sorry. gosh. Yeah, it's just a matter of time, I think, before America sees something big, whether it be San Andreas or whether it be the what is the other one, fault line over in the Midwest? What is that one?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, the, yeah, I forget what that one's called, too.
Oh, by Memphis, I guess it is. Memphis, Tennessee, and...
the Madrid Fault.
Yes, that
That's
one.
The Madrid Fault. But all the majors are here on the West Coast. Over there, I mean, you know, it's so relatively flat, and, you know, I mean, a 5 point or to a 6 point over there could be pretty destructive. Whereas, you know, we're looking anywhere along the West Coast for a magnitude 9. I mean, we've already seen them, Japan, Indonesia. West Coast is, I hate to say it, look at Chile. Chile's had several 8.9s in the last several years. It seems like New Zealand. So it seems like everybody's, the entire ring of fire, up to Alaska too. I'm knocking on wood because.
Yeah, you're up there too, bud.
I'm up there too, and so I mean, just a any type of devastating earthquake. But man, these people in Nepal, I kind of feel for them when you get double whammied like that, and like you.
Because unlike us, we have a support system. If God forsaken, you know, a 7.3 would hit, you know, a city like where you live or anywhere on the West Coast, because that would do a lot of damage anywhere.
Well, yeah, to the major city. So Seattle was the last one in 2003 in the United States. The 6.1 that we had, 6.2, something like that,
yeah,
that we had in 2002. That was the last one that we had here major in the continental United States.
Okay.
Did some damage. You know, I think there was, you know, a dozen of injuries, but it wasn't heavy what it could have been. So, you know, it just really just depends on any area you're at. But, man, I just don't – They're going on all over the world. I mean, what? Japan just had another 6.8 somewhere, yeah, right? Yeah. Not you. So, I mean, just that day in the last 24 hours. I mean, a lot of, you know, and I, you know, we hate to say that. I hate to use that term, oh, there's been an uptick in earthquake activity. But I just can't help to say, wow. I mean, look at this one place has just been hit twice in less than friggin' 20 days.
Right.
You know, with 2.7 somethings.
Yeah. That's really unheard of, I think.
You know,
well, I don't know. You have to look back at Japan, and they
Japan had a
seven.
Know, right there.
They had the seven. Wasn't it a seven first, and then it was a nine or ten?
Seven, then nine, and then you know, I mean, I think they had several sevens, several six. I mean, so yeah, I mean, you can get those clearly, but it just kind of depends. But wow, I mean, just like I said, just. This uptick in earthquake activity. We'll see. But, you know,
sun's
farting, so, you know, who knows?
Yep, related to the sun. I'm telling you, man. You know. We talk about it all the time. That sun.
Oh, yeah.
That sun is definitely up to some nefarious things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I got another one here. And this one is I was pretty shocked. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say shocked. But the Senate Democrats have blocked Obama's backed trade deal. The Obama trade is what they dubbed it. like Obamacare, but Obama trade. Even as President Obama's bid for a sweeping Pacific trade deal was dealt a stinging blow by lawmakers in his own party, there is a growing support from the American public for expanding global commerce. Now, of course, this article comes from the liberal LA Times, so it will definitely be a slanted story. Senate Democrats successfully filibustered a White House-backed measure today to give Obama the authority he said he needs to complete the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, this partnership that they've been working on in secret for the last 6 years. But the sharp contrast between the politics on Capitol Hill and the views of voters on the ground suggests Obama may succeed as he presses ahead with his top legislative goal in the waning months of his presidency. Various surveys include that substantially more Democrats today favor trade agreements than a few years ago, while most liberals feared that they would shift U.S. jobs overseas. More surprisingly, the margin of support for trade among Democrats is even greater than among Republicans, whose parties have long championed trade agreements and is working with Obama in a rare alliance to approve so-called fast-track authority. Do you find this odd that the Democrats are the ones who got this filibustered and the Republicans are the ones who are supporting it?
No, because this is identical to the NAFTA, to the North American Free Trade Agreement, which happened under the Clinton administration. This is exactly the same scenario. This is why when history repeats itself, Americans are the most futile idiots on the entire planet. And I'm not the only one that says this. I'm listening to more and more people cannot believe just how – because, Jay, this is exactly – this is what exactly took place in 1992 when I first introduced.
That took a lot of jobs away from us, didn't it?
And it took a lot of jobs. And it was Clinton, a Democrat, who was in office against a Republican-controlled Congress. Sound familiar? Democrat president, Republican-controlled Congress right now?
It's the same old shit.
Yeah, it is.
It
so,
never changes, man.
It never changes. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the biggest – there is a big fight because the unions are losing in the sense of jobs. They're losing – they know it. Obviously, you know, the longshoremen got their deal, but there is a lot of other unions that are they're losing ground. Well, you know, unions are a big supporter of the Democrats.
Right.
So you what you have is you've got a huge influx of unions lobbying the Democrats, saying, listen, no, this ain't going to fly. You're toast. You're not going to even get close to a Democrat in the office. So, you know, that's where it's kind of standing at. So this play of the Democrats, but it's the same thing. You know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, I mean, look what she's already come out and said. You know, she's
well,
already
she's
said
the that, one that's basically got this filibuster going, right?
Yep. But also on a lot of Democrats.
She's going to run, isn't she?
I have a feeling she will. And I would guarantee you she will beat out Clinton if it was woman to woman. Just because the point of view that she's taking.
I think the
she's
name.
She's a middle of the road Democrat.
Yeah.
She's not a far off liberal. So that's where she's collecting the base. And I think that's one of the biggest things. And she's smart. I shouldn't say she's that smart. but she's got some fortitude to actually fight back against both parties. So I think that's a key thing. But with this, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, just like she said, you know, the biggest thing is that she said is that, you know, nobody can look at this bill.
Yeah, and they've been working on it for 6 years.
6 years, but yet it's top secret.
Behind
you
doors.
You can't look at. I mean, what is there that is top secret that you have to keep from the American people? This is not national security.
No, it's not.
This is about a free trade agreement that will take away jobs.
Yep,
it's a free trade agreement that will say China, Japan, or actually they're not in it, but to all the other countries, you can move your people over here into a free trade zone and set up shop and rule it like it's your own. That's some of the stuff that I'm guaranteeing that's in there.
This is crazy.
It's beyond the amount of jobs that it'll take. Now, here's part of the sticker. The biggest sticker in this, and I don't know if you didn't read that part, but I've got it right here in another one that I had today. But the biggest ticker, see, is the currency trade. So the biggest clause which they were able to use, which also had some of the Republicans that held out and said, yeah, we got to kind of side with Democrats on this, is the currency rate. So the thing is, if you're a country and your currency rate is low, well, then your import buy is great, right? You know, compared to your export rate. So, I mean, that's one of the other biggest sticking issues of why they're not getting the hurdle past right. A lot of this, and why it was easy to meet with Republicans to jump over and say, yeah, that's affecting the bottom line, you know, of that some of these countries that on their currency yields. You know, which also dictates, you know, tariffs and customs. So, I mean, we can all give conjecture, but you know what's – I mean, this is what, again, gets me about the world, about the American public. Why is this even a story? Unless – nothing can be voted on unless the public knows about it.
Right.
And yet they keep this thing – and see, if it's something this – I just don't
understand.
It's going
to be just like Obamacare. You're going to have to vote for it to see what's in it.
But
it's going to be the same thing. You watch.
And that's not what the Constitution was about.
They forgot about the Constitution a long time ago.
And that's what's sad, you know.
I mean a long time ago, I mean a long time ago.
Because you know what? Because what they're doing, because I don't care if you're black, white, red, yellow, gray, or you're gay or tri or bi or whatever, don't think that they could put in a law that will – and whoever's in power at that time.
Right. People don't think about that.
Take you out. They don't think about
that. These laws can be made and they can be taken away and they can be used against you just as easily as they're used against the other people.
So just when they try to get you on your side, especially the liberals, and they try to say, oh, no, you want to come over here if you're of racial descent. If you're of a sexual orientation. But don't think that somebody else in power won't turn that against you.
You're right. Hey, you know, Rags. We need to take a short break here. We didn't get our minute one in there, so I'm going to get our minute break in here, folks. And we'll be back here in just a short minute, folks, so stand by.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Man, that's loud. Can you hear that loud, Rags? Is that loud for you?
No.
It's, I don't know, it's weird. I like it. All right, folks, we're back here for our little break there, and wanted to cover Rags here, just back to this Amtrak train. Still no updates. Looks like they're still trying to see if people are alive, waiting for the mayor's press conference. And yeah, Rags, there's one picture. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there is one picture of a train. I guess it was a train. It looks pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. I can't. Yeah, I still haven't seen any real pictures to know exactly what there is. But like I said, it's dark and stuff.
At least
so.
I think the first few trains got mangled really bad. So I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, it. Don't know.
All right. So let's see here, Rags. What do you got up next?
You know, there's been a little bit of outcry and, you know, into Osama bin Laden and the story behind the killing of him.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, this has been making the news, and the reason why is because Seymour Hersh, okay, he is a very renowned journalist.
Right.
Without any question.
Yes.
And he is the one bringing this up. So, and the thing is that a lot of people were trying to say, okay, wait a minute. You know, they've, you know, the Navy SEALs check, Obama check, the White House check, congressional people check. Everybody seemed to have the same story. But it's interesting from the perspective of what Seymour Hersh says.
But his source is only one guy or one person.
It is only one person.
That's the problem that people have, I guess.
That is the problem that they have, but we all. But again, we're talking about a pure surprise winning. I mean, we're talking multiple Pulitzer Prizes.
Right.
This guy is a renowned journalist. So integrity here, this is what's giving people pause, because this man has great respect for integrity.
And this is pretty much killing his respect, from what I understand. I mean, it's,
well, and I think that, you know, but that's again, that's who we in the media is going to bash.
So that
him
should
now
make him even more credible,
him.
Shouldn't it?
Hey, I don't give a crap. I think Osama bin Laden, he was died back in friggin'. That's why
was
President
that 2003
Benazir Bhutto
or something.
2003, he died, and President of Pakistan at the time, Benazir Bhutto, the woman was assassinated because she even said it on live TV.
He's been used as a boogeyman.
So, and this whole, you know, oh, we went over there and it's funny that a lot of the, you know, you get stories from different groups all the time. And I, you know, and it's just interesting. I just right here, like, I'll start off the article here. This was from the Independent UK. Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist has claimed that Barack Obama lied about the killing of Osama bin Laden for his own political advantage, and that the former al-Qaeda leader was in fact an unarmed invalid when he was shot by U.S. Navy SEALs in 2011. President Obama was accused of making up a number of key details that were fed to the public in the wake of the incident, including that bin Laden died in a firefight and that Pakistani government had no role to play in the mission. Seymour Hersh, whose previous investigations have included the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government, cited an unnamed intelligence official as part of what he called his alternative history of the war on terror. Writing in the London Review of Books, Mr. Hersh claimed that rather than hiding out in a compound in Abbottabad, bin Laden was in fact held prisoner by the Pakistani intelligence service when he was killed. The article quotes a retired senior intelligence official who was knowledgeable about the intelligence initial intelligence about bin Laden's presence in Abbottabad, who said Pakistan had secretly detained the wanted terrorist for years to use as leverage against the Taliban and al-Qaeda activities. In the immediate aftermath of the killing, Osama told the media the mission had been a secret incursion into Pakistan and that a small team of SEALs fought a dramatic gun battle with men inside bin Laden's compound. But according to Mr. Hirsch's sources, senior Pakistani officials willingly gave up Bin Laden's location to maintain good relations with the U.S. in exchange for a slice of a $25 million reward fund. So, you know, and I guess there's so many things to that that, you know, when we think about it, I'm sure everybody saw the movie. What was the name of the movie? The 30 seconds or 60 seconds or No Dark 30. Zero Dark 30, right? Wasn't that a Academy Award?
Yeah, that was one of them.
That was one of them. You know, they made some Bin Laden movies. And, you know, even then, even in Zero Dark 30, okay, I mean, the gunfight was toned down. There wasn't, I mean, it really wasn't a gunfight. It was his son and one other man, and the women were in there. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. Whereas they make it sound like it was a gun battle. You know, and it, you know, and we don't even get the truth on anything, Jay. So what do we know is the truth?
The truth is whatever they tell you it is.
Oh, I just take it at face value that my government would never want to do anything to
would
me.
Never. They would never.
They
do
would
that.
Never, ever harm me.
No.
They would never lie to me, ever.
Why
ever.
Would you think they would?
They would never have treaties and secrecies, right?
No.
They would never hold healthcare over you in secrecy and vote on something. But no. They, I mean, they're looking out for my best interest.
Yeah, you know, they wouldn't lie to you to start wars. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm, you know, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hoo-ah, and it's, again, it's like we live in this Twilight Zone, and we always say that, and it's what it feels like.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of, you know, when you're trying to put these together, you know. Now, whether, you know, Mr. Hirsch was, you know, how well this informant was or, you know,
right.
his contact, how well that played out. But, I mean, I would have thought with something like that and, again, going against the president like that, you would think that he would have at least one more valid source to back it up. I don't think I would if it's me. I don't, I mean.
If I was, most journalists probably wouldn't have ran that story with one source.
Most wouldn't, yeah. They most, I mean, wouldn't have. I
you
mean,
need
they
to
or
collaborate.
At least,
but
at least
maybe,
had, yeah.
But maybe there is no other source. I mean, what do you do in a situation when you only have one source?
Oh, there's always other sources, Jay. It's just about how you're able to get that other source.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? Yeah, it's just how you're going to get that other source. I mean, I think it just kind of depends. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one more thing that it was just kind of interesting to kind of throw that way. But it was I could see how quick that the what do you want to call it? The Obama the administration quickly attacked it, and you know, of course, the left attacked
That's
it.
That's typical. That's what they do.
So, yeah, you know, we'll see.
Especially if it goes against the narrative.
Exactly. That's the key word, narrative.
All right, folks. Well, we are just past the bottom of the hour, so we need to take our bottom of the hour break. And, not yet. Not ready for that slide yet. Take our bottom of the hour break and get some news in from Fox News Radio. Get that played. And also a little bit of music here. I'm trying to get everything situated so we can take this little break. So, again, folks, don't forget to subscribe to us. Visit our YouTube channel at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can find us there, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, you can find us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter. So, just do that at Disclosure Media. Also, you can follow Rags and myself on Twitter. I'm at Jason, or at RealJason_Young. And you can follow Rags at... I guess.
Oh, he's saying to me, oh, what were we talking about? Twitter? Rags the Man.
Yeah, at Rags the Man.
At Rags the Man.
Rags the Man. All right, folks, so we'll be back here shortly. So just stay tuned and we'll be back shortly.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Folks, So, Rags, what do you think about that, about Verizon buying AOL?
You know, I haven't really gave it much thought. It'll be interesting to see if HuffPo is going to spin off on her own again.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that AOL owned Huffington Post.
Huffington Post, yeah, that was, yeah. I don't know because, you know, I think Huffington Post is a lot of their content, but it'd be interesting. I don't know if HuffPo spins off or not. You know, they got their little, they also got a nice little TV, their own, you know, internet TV network going thing.
You know what I found interesting that I learned from this AOL deal? 2 million people in America still have dial-up, Rags.
2 million? Yeah.
2 million.
That's about right. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. That's, you know, probably even more, but...
You don't find that pretty,
No. I mean, think about it. You get outside of the major cities. I mean, seriously, you get out of most places, they're still only... I mean, there is DSL, but, you know, people still have the dial-up. You know, especially... And most of... I guarantee you, out of that 2 million people, I'm going to guarantee you that at least 80% of them are over the age of 60.
No, you're probably right.
I'd say 80% of them over the age of 60. You know, internet is not a big deal to them, or to pay the extra money to get high speed internet. You know, that's just not the thing.
So, just an update on the story that's taking place right now. I'm sure you folks know by now, maybe not. But there's some breaking news in Philadelphia. We had a train derailment right now. The police chief, looks like the fire chief, is speaking right now. And there five are confirmed dead at this point. We do have five dead at this point, Rags.
Yeah, and, I see that.
I don't have the audio, so I'm not sure what the guy's saying. Let's see if I can bring the audio in and see. No thing's going to let me hear. There he's talking now. You can't hear it, Rags, but... Anyway, we're not going to stay on that. We're going to cover some other stories here. And let me go ahead and mute that, Rags. And what do you got, Rags? What you got there on your lineup?
Let's see. I want to say I finished with the that last one there. Well, I mean, we covered the PPT, obviously, since they pushed that off, and that, I had these from yesterday. Thought this was interesting. North Korean defense minister executed by anti-aircraft gun. So,
is that the story we just heard on Fox? I don't know if you heard it.
Was it on Fox? I wasn't sure if I heard that or not.
They said something, they executed someone, so
I'm into your Skype.
I'm guessing this is the guy that got executed. An anti-aircraft gun.
Yeah. North Korea has executed its defense chief on treason charges, Seoul's National Intelligence Service was quoted as telling lawmakers, in the latest of a series of high-level purges since Kim Jong-un took power after his father's death in 2011. Hyung-Yong Choil, who head the isolated country's military, was purged then executed by firing squad with an anti-aircraft gun, watched by hundreds of people, South Korean media reported on Wednesday, citing the NIS's comments to a parliamentary panel. Hyun, who spoke at a security conference in Moscow in April, was said to have shown disrespect to Kim by dozing off at a military event, media said.
Man, don't mess around with this guy.
The execution comes after South Korea's...
I think he just got a kick out of it.
Maybe. You know, I don't know.
He's like, let's just, this guy's being a dick and he's not paying attention. Let's just execute him with an anti-aircraft gun. Jeez.
Yeah, who knows? That obviously comes after the spy agency said last month that Kim had ordered the execution of 15 senior officials, you know, so last month, yeah, he executed 15 senior people. He's made a purge, you know, I mean, whatever, but obviously if this, you know, you fall asleep or... You look at him wrong, or, you know, you snorted.
It looks
or
like he's getting rid of the old timers, probably, right?
Well, I mean, this was his defense chief, and I don't know if it was an old timer.
He looks old in this, at least the picture that I'm seeing here. He looks like an older guy,
And I don't know if it's necessarily that you'd, you know, one
though
thing
it is
with
North Korea, so.
You know, one thing about Asian culture, you don't remove a foundation of knowledge. You never do. You do, then you're in trouble. you know. And I mean, who knows? I mean, he very well could, but that's the type of when you get youth in, then they tend to want to flirt with danger. I'm going to tell you right now. The first thing that goes off anything towards South Korea from these guys, we're not going to. Our retaliation is a nuke.
No doubt.
I can assure you that it will be a tactical strike on North Korea. So I mean, it without a doubt. Because I mean, and again, you know, for you guys that most people in the world know, you know, Pyongyang, North Korea, and Seoul are just miles apart.
Right.
So I mean, yep. they're actually 50 millimeter guns can reach the how many 2,000 or 3,000 that they have pointed at Seoul can reach Seoul. So it's I mean, who knows? I think we need to send.
Did you see where they launched? They test fired a submarine launch.
Yeah, they test fired this
ICBM,
a
I guess.
I don't know if it was an ICBM. I doubt they got that type of capability. Sorry, but I doubt that. But they did dispatch some type of missile out of a submarine, and they've been. And of course, I believe this Seoul has put all their military on alert because they believe that they're trying to push it to a head with you know the whole Yellow Sea or whatever sea. I don't know. It's just stupid crap. I mean, it's just you know. The only you know it's like this it's got to be like you know it's got to be actual you know wrath of God type stuff before I think you know Kim Il-jung just unleashes you know what I'm saying
he's got to look out for himself too right
I mean, if it's going to be on down
he
right
knows
now, like
he knows four, what he knows what's going to happen
three you know he'll throw down but he's not going to throw down before then.
No, I have to agree. At least not right now.
He's just gonna rattle saber, and everybody gets all the CT sides get all hard on.
But they could easily use him as a pawn, and you know, blame some incident on him.
Oh, absolutely.
To start a war.
That's how it works. That's what works in the theater. I mean, it's the world's a stage. The powers
right.
to be, the puppet
you're
masters.
Right.
No, they could easily. This guy's. I mean, it's already set up. I mean, he's already set up to be a premier actor, and he plays it well. You know, so I could see this, down the road or for whatever, you know, happening for that he'll do something. Who knows?
All right. Well, I see you've got a story in here about Greece. So what's going on with Greece?
Oh, let's see on Greece. No, Russia asked them to join the BRICS.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I seen a story on Greece. I seen they paid their debt to the IMF funds.
Yeah, now they paid the one set. They still have another debt come.
How does
next
that
week.
Work? How do you pay? That'd be like me going to my bank and
no,
saying,
don't get it all. Now they're taking an IMF fund to pay the ECU. So remember, there's two different creditors there. The IMF.
I
and
thought
the
they paid
Central
the IMF.
They did, but they
using
but
IMF
they also,
funds.
I don't know the whole story on that. I don't think so. I just checked on it,
Let me find
the story.
Do you? Once you read the Russia story with the BRICS, and let me try and find this.
No, there's not that much of the story actually. It's just that's why I didn't really have it on there. I didn't remember that. This was all from yesterday. We didn't have a show yesterday. But I'm gonna take that out. But the Russian deputy prime minister Sergei Storjak spoke with Greek Prime Minister Alex Tsipras today and proposed that Greece become the sixth member of the newly development bank set up by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, known as the BRICS. A Greek official told and emailed reporters that happened. They said Tsipras said keen to discuss matters in St. Petersburg Economic Forum June 18th through 20th with the leaders of the BRICS. So maybe the June 18th through the 20th, but Greece still has a couple huge more payments. Sorry, they got a huge one coming up next week. Another, I believe, $250 billion. It's bad over there. So I'm not sure. We'll see. And the last amount of money they gained was from I don't know. They stole from their health department or something. I don't know. Wherever the heck it was.
The hell is that thing? I'm trying to send the story here to you, Rags, and it's being a little...
This one from Newsmax?
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah, see, no, see, it emptied emergency IMF fund, yes, to pay the IMF debt. It hasn't, so...
But that's what I'm just... They used a fund that was provided to them by the IMF to pay the IMF.
But now this is theater now, because I'm going to tell you right now.
I understand that. It's just, it's insane. Even if it, you know, I understand it's theater, but Greece emptied an emergency IMF holding account to repay 750 million euros, or 839 million, due to the international leader, a Greek central bank official said, avoiding default but underscoring the dire state of the country's finances. It's just, I don't, again, that's like going to my, that's like having, I don't know, it's like going to my bank asking them to loan me money to pay the debt that I already owed them, right?
Yep.
Isn't that the same thing these people just did?
Yes.
Hey, we owe you 750 million euros.
Well, they own the, they owe the IMF and they own this ECU, the Europe, the IMF, which is worldwide. So the, you know, International Monetary Fund is the other, you know, power, the puppeteers of the world. And then you have, just like we have a Federal Reserve, the European Central Union.
They used they used 650 million euros from their holding account and 100 million euros from its cash reserves to make the payment on Monday. So it was a $750 million payment. The Greek central bank official confirmed the account had been tapped. He said the negative was is that the account was empty. So they took all the money out. All the money's gone, Rags. They
well,
used it,
was, it was going to be gone because, like I said, they still have another – I believe they have another $250 million payment next week for something. So, I mean, it's
so where are they going to get that at?
I doubt it. They've already went and cleared everything. I mean,
yeah, I'm reading it here. It says they gathered 650 million euros of local government and other public entity money to help it deal with the cash crunch, the government spokesman said on Tuesday.
Yeah. Like I said, it is what it was. It's they're labeling things. So it, even though it sounds like it says it's an IMF holding account, well, is what it, in other words, here's the deal. They have a better way of paying the IMF instead of the ECU. So if they have it in a holding account labeled, because if you read down the story right here, the central bank government put forth the idea to tap the 650 million euros in the holding account, which needed IMF approval. So the ECU was going to take it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh.
But since it was held by an IMF holding account, it went to the IMF.
So they just got their money back.
Now, do you follow it now?
I guess.
Because the European Central Bank is saying, basically, who are you going to pay? Who do you owe? Who can you get away with paying the least amount to that's going to have my greatest effect? It's like any other debt, right?
Right.
Well, the ECU, they're going to throw us out anyways. Well, so screw those dudes. I'm going to put this over the IMF holding account. That way they can't touch it. All right? So at least that keeps off that creditor. Because the IMF is the International Monetary Fund. The IMF is worldwide. It's the number one bank in the world. Basically, or the number one, whatever you want to call it. The IMF is all over.
Yeah, it says it was created in 1945. The IMF is accountable to the 188 countries that make up its near global membership. Each member is assigned a quota based on its relative size in the world economy, which determines its contribution to the fund's financial resources.
Mm-hmm. So, just another, it's, you know, just a, the World Bank.
It's another world, global.
Whereas the ECU,
the New York
is,
New World Order
is like the
here,
Federal Reserve. The ECU is just like the Federal Reserve.
The New World Order is already here, isn't it, Rex? It's been here. Hasn't
it's
it?
Been here. It's been
here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been here. But so yeah, so that's why they're saying, you know, they put it into an account that was an IMF holding account, so that all it means is that it wasn't an IMF money
okay.
that it was given to them. It was an IMF holding account, which that way the ECU couldn't come over and say, "Hey, I'm going to take that since you owe us, you bastards."
So basically, it's just like a protected account.
Yeah, it was a protected account for the IMF. Because just like any other creditor, if you had an account in a bank or something like that,
yeah, but why they title these stories? They could have frozen. It's a false, misleading title, then, right?
What's that?
The title of the story is misleading, right?
Greece emptied emergency IMF fund to pay IMF debt. Yeah, all these headlines. Who was talking the other day? Yeah, well, somebody was just laughing at this. The sensational headlines that we have today are just out of control sometimes.
They are. Jeez.
Yeah. So, again.
Oh, God.
It wasn't an emergency IMF fund. They took emergency funds from all the other offices. If you read the story, just like you read it, right?
Right.
They took $650 million of the money from everything else, from emergency holdings of all their different things, and put it into an IMF holding account. So they tied the words together. It's just, you know, anything to sensationalize it. Just another puppeteer story.
Yeah, it sounds all confusing, and it's probably designed that way, I guess, just to keep people guessing, and I don't know. Do you have any more stories lined up there, Rags, or are we done for the night here? I think.
I don't have any more stories. Nothing that's big, nothing that's really kind of, you know, I mean, there's a lot of the Jade Helm is a lot, you know, I see on the different websites.
Is that still going strong?
Yeah, you know, it's in the sense of I just think stupid stories, you know. I mean, here's one that says confirmed military vehicles are being shipped to those closed Walmart in Texas, and you know, some guy's got a picture of a friggin', you know, Humvees.
I seen one
in
picture,
a Walmart lot, and I'm like, oh god.
I seen one picture.
Trucker could have just stopped there for a break.
I've seen one picture of a train with tanks, and they're saying the tanks are being sent in for Jade Helm. And
yeah, they're saying, you know, but, you know, the Texas, I mean, I got to say, at least, you know, this much, whatever's happening, at least Texas is monitoring it. So
Texas don't mess around.
You don't mess around with Texas. So they're monitoring the situation of whatever. So, you know, we'll see.
All right, folks. Well, that pretty much sums it up for us this evening. We're still monitoring the story that's going on in Philadelphia with the train derailment. Looks like 5 people so far have been killed. The pictures coming out of there look pretty gruesome. Seems the people, blood, pretty bad. So, some reports, Rags, that I'm getting, that there was a senator on board, there was a congressman on board, and there was a nightly news producer was also on board. Yeah, look at that one. Wow. Yeah, that one's just completely mangled. I don't know if you're watching Rags still or not.
Yeah, I have it on. I have it on.
Some of those train cars I've seen.
That's not a train, actually. When I looked at it earlier, it's some type of post or pole or something that was twisted up. I got a good look at it earlier. There's something there in the middle, and it wasn't I forget what it was, but it wasn't a train.
I think it hit another train is what happened.
No, I don't think it hit another train, because I don't see anything else on the track that resembles any other train that's or cars.
Daylight comes, it'll definitely be a better picture, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it looks like right when it first happened, there might have been a, you know, somewhat of a decent picture. What time was it again that it happened?
9:20.
Was it 9:20 local time is when it happened?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
okay.
Sun would have already been down pretty much.
All right,
for that
sun, I guess sun might have been down.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I just seen it too, Rex, but you were talking about the pole. I think that did look like
a
pole.
Yeah, there's something, and I don't know
but
what
I've
it
seen
is.
Some
it could have been
other
like a
pictures.
That could have been a signal, what we call it. That
yeah.
could have been like a
yes.
signal maintaining booth.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a silver metallic, which actually would be correct. I see all those. There's, you know, I see.
So they're saying
all the
7
lines.
Cars completely derailed.
Yeah, but see, I don't see. They don't show any other. All the headlines are showing no other train involved, or they would have said.
No, you're
train.
Right. I haven't heard that. I guess that was probably a rumor coming around.
You know, I see nothing. All I see is derailment, and I didn't see.
I do see a CSX train on the other track next.
Yeah,
to
it's
it,
on the other track. The main lines. You can see the 4 main lines that it was on. It was on the main lines. But for whatever reason, and of course, obviously, as like I said, when it goes around the corner there, it makes sense why it would. When it ran around the corner, it was making a right-hand turn, it looks like. So it was going from left to right, I believe, but I can't tell. Even though the picture's right here. Well, those are, they keep showing earlier pictures, but it says at least 6 critically injured too. They just showed.
Yeah, it looks like there's definitely going to be some 5 dead already that we know of.
Yeah.
And it's pretty early, so hopefully that's it.
Yeah, always want deaths low as we can.
All right, folks. Well, we'll keep tap of this, and tomorrow I'm sure we'll probably talk about it and have an update on what happened, and I'm sure you guys will definitely have an update yourselves. Don't forget to subscribe to us at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Disclosure Media. And also, come to our website, disclosuremedia.net. We got some great articles that you can read up on. All right, folks. Also, don't forget to download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic. We'll be back again tomorrow at 11 p.m., so tune in. For now, have a good night and a good morning wherever you are, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
See ya, Rex.